It's that time on Tuesday morning for the Morning Blitz to bring in Mike Bernard from OTM Sports out in Las Vegas. Mike's with us just about every day now during the week doing something. Mike, how are you doing this morning?
Doing well, Coach. Another football weekend down, and basically we'll recap NFL today, and I'll be back to studying this afternoon.
Yeah, and actually, I think we've got football tonight on the college side again, right?
We do.
Yeah.
We've got MAC action, Kent State at Buffalo. Buffalo's a team that not many people know about, but they're a good team. And, of course, Kent State, that's where Nick Saban began.
Nick Saban, Jack Lambert, Gary Pinkel, the old coach at Missouri. That's Don James was the coach there at that time, who, of course, went on to great success at Washington and won a national championship there. It's a program that's fallen on very hard times in recent years, but, does have a small window of history right there when those guys were there.
That's right. And this year, like you say, they're having a tough time, but they're not afraid to play the Power Five schools. Of course, they love the paycheck. Mm-hmm. They went into Oxford. I think last year they went into Clemson and played. Of course, they failed both of those times. And this year they're having a tough time, but they have been to several bowl games the last five or so years.
Yeah, I had a buddy that coached at Kent State and visited him on occasion, and this has been, well, probably last time I was up there was probably 5 or 6 years ago. But even then, their facilities, you'd be impressed. Indoor facility, stadium is real nice, and as a matter of fact, one of the reasons that you're talking about them playing the big boys, they played Alabama a couple of seasons ago, and of course, it was Coach Saban getting giving his alma mater a favor. And I believe to date that's the largest guarantee that Alabama has paid out. Obviously, we know why.
Yeah. Right. And I think that Kent State covered that game. And one of the reasons is Nick Saban doesn't want to embarrass his alma mater.
Right. Let's move into the NFL from this past week. We'll start out with Pittsburgh and Baltimore. And what this game did, Pittsburgh wins it 23-16, but the AFC North, it's a little bit more clear now. Now the Steelers have sole possession of first place. They're at 5-2-1. Baltimore fell back to 4-5.
Yeah, the Steelers 5-2-1. They're alone in first place. Bengals are alone in second place. The Bengals are 5-3. But remember, Pittsburgh went into Cincinnati and beat them as they always do. It looks to be a two-team race. I think Pittsburgh will win that out. They've won their last four games. And running back James Conner, he's filled in nicely for Le'Veon Bell. Conner ran for 107 on Sunday, had 56 receiving yards. In that game, the Ravens opened a 3-point favorite. They closed at 1.5. The public got it right. Steelers get the outright win and the cover, and the game stayed under the 47 points.
Big Ben threw for 270, a couple of touchdowns. Now the Ravens, that they've lost three straight. Looks like that Pittsburgh may be the only team that gets in the playoffs from that division. Things don't look promising for the Ravens. Down in New Orleans, a game that took a lot of twists and turns. Rams went in. They were the last unbeaten team in the league at 8-0. They just couldn't stop Drew Brees and the Saints offense. They fell behind. They came back. They couldn't pull it out. Drew Brees ends up throwing for 346 yards. Alvin Kamara ran for 82 yards and a couple of touchdowns. And despite getting back to even in the second half, New Orleans pulls away at the end, 45-35 over the Rams.
Yeah, it was a high-scoring game. The Saints lead the NFC South. Their record is 7-1. The Rams did take their first loss, but, Coach, they have a three-game lead in the NFC West. They went into the Superdome, and we both know the Superdome is one of the toughest places to play when win streaks are on the line or any type of big game. More often than not, the visitor ends up with a loss. Saints win, they cover, and, of course, the game easily goes over.
Next up for the Rams, they host Cincinnati. That would be Seattle, I guess. If I could learn to read, Mike would be in good shape here. The Rams host Seattle. The Seahawks come to the Coliseum. And if they get by the Seahawks, that's going to give them a four-game lead in the division. Next up for New Orleans, they go on the road to take on Cincinnati. The Patriots and the Packers, prime time, 31-17 pass over the Packers, but it was Brady and Rodgers. You know, however, you know, New England, they've started 1-2. You know, they've reeled off six straight wins, all that good stuff. Typical Tom Brady performance. But, you know that it would have been a better game if Aaron Rodgers had been healthy.
Yeah, and he's playing on one leg, and that's not an excuse. That's just a fact. But listen, the Patriots do what it takes to get it done. You mentioned it. They started 1-2. They win six in a row. They're going to win the AFC East for an incredible 10th straight year. The loss drops Green Bay to 3-4-1. They're now in third place in the NFC North. Green Bay has Miami next. That should get them back to 500. The Pats cover the game, and the game easily stays under.
Next up for New England, back-to-back road trips. They take on the Titans and the Jets. Green Bay, they take on the Dolphins, then consecutive road trips to Seattle and Minnesota. Speaking of the Titans, last night, the boys from Tennessee got by the Cowboys, 28-14. Dallas got off to a 7-0 lead after Prescott to Amari Cooper TD pass. They got him involved in the offense early. And also, Dallas had several chances to score additional points and take a bigger lead, but they couldn't do it. Titans actually tied it at 7 with a touchdown run from Derrick Henry. And we go into halftime, tied 14 apiece. But then, second half, it was all Tennessee.
Yeah, no question. Tennessee, they won all the stats that matter. Rushing yards, 125-72. They win total yards. Time of possession was 34 minutes to 26 minutes. And, of course, the stat that matters most, the final score, was 28-14. Titans are one game back of first place in the AFC South. Dallas, coach, put a fork in them. They're 3-5. They have to play the Eagles twice, an improved Falcons team, and they have to play the Saints.
Dallas, next two games, they go on the road to Philly and Atlanta, and then Tennessee. Got a home game against Brady and the Patriots. Mike, that's going to do it for our NFL wrap-up for this week, but we'll have you back on in the morning, and, of course, we will have the new and improved and updated NCAA college football playoff rankings coming out tonight at 9 o'clock, but I think you and I could probably talk about those right now. We know what's going to happen there, or at least I think we do. I mean, LSU, yeah. They're going to drop, and then everyone else is going to just tick up a notch. We may have some movement from, 7-8 on down, but I think we know who the best five teams are right now, 5-6 teams are in college football right now.
Certainly the top six is no question in my mind. But, Coach, tomorrow for the listeners that are going to tune in, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over the point spreads for hypothetical games, Alabama over Clemson, Alabama Michigan, Alabama Notre Dame, Alabama Oklahoma, some offshore sports books, and some of the sports books in Vegas already have lines on these hypothetical games.
Wow. All right, that's going to be interesting. Mike Bernard from OTM Sports.